If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Mark Olson, who was sat there for an hour and a half going, what the hell did I just get?
Get me out of here.
Where is the exit and where is the Uber to pick me up so I can get out of here and leave tread marks? All right. So, Mark, you have an exciting company, and we had breakfast this morning with Jeremy.
Yep.
And we learned about your company that started during the pandemic. And explain to our listeners what Redo Cabinets is and why they should care about the products and services that you offer, as opposed to a complete tear out of a kitchen.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on your show, David. So we specialize in cabinet refacing. The family company is Crumwitty Home Pros. It's been in business now 72 years, and I started Redo Cabinets out of Crumwitty in 2019. So I had my kitchen cabinets painted in 2018.
Yeah, pretty common practice, right? I mean, if I got a good cabinet, good doors, right. Why not, right? Yeah.
Well, I didn't know about refacing.
Yeah.
It was either painting or full remodel. So I was pretty disappointed after the paint job.
Yeah, it's never perfect.
No.
Yeah.
No, it was the same style, same hardware, no accessories, just paint job. And when I discovered refacing, it was like a light bulb effect.
So can we talk about like what refacing is, just so our listeners know, like,
yeah,
what are you changing out and how can you change it out?
Yeah. So we take your door and your drawer fronts and we dispose of them.
Got it.
Throw them away. You get to pick out brand new door styles, raised panel, flat panel, recessed panel, the shaker style, I'm sure everyone knows.
Sure.
And you get to pick out your brand new color, whether it's wood grain or solid color. We have a whole variety of colors. We have a whole selection of hardware, different finishes.
Nice.
We put everything with soft close hinges on all your doors.
That's cool.
Yep, that's pretty nice.
Yeah.
And we can do all this in as little as 3 days for just a reface. We also offer countertops, quartz, or laminate. We can do backsplash. And the fun part is all the accessories we do, you know, like crown molding, trash caddies.
So you could really make your old kitchen look like a brand new kitchen in less than a week.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And like taking a 36-inch cabinet and putting height on it or giving it a little bit of crown molding from a sales standpoint for resale, makes a big difference.
Yeah, it's a wonderful product. I'm super happy with it. Still work with all my family. We all love it. We use Mike here. He does all of our plumbing connection.
Nice.
So,
and if people wanted to modify their kitchen, like I'm not talking knocking down walls and like all that stuff, but like if they wanted to put in an island, like, I always dreamt that there'd be an island in here. Or if I want to put a pantry cabinet in, can you guys do that kind of stuff too?
Yeah, absolutely. We can build new boxes. Quite a bit of customers like to add a peninsula, add an island, or if you don't have enough storage space, we could add pantries.
So you're not stuck with that layout per se.
No,
that's not at all. Awesome.
Yeah. And you're still not paying for all new cabinets then. So that's
right. It's got to be
cost savings.
It's got
to
be
allow you to do it
60 to 80% less than a kitchen remodel.
Oh yeah, and a minor kitchen remodel is actually 93% ROI from cost versus value. 93% return on investment.
That's
doing
great.
It.
Yeah.
Kitchen remodel.
Yeah. So go ahead, Mike. What was your question?
Yeah, and a big thing now is farm sinks. I think you see this, Jeremy.
Oh yeah, all the time.
I mean, it's huge. Apron, so farm sinks. They're actually taking existing cabinets and cutting them down, which takes a lot of skill.
Oh yeah, it does.
And then turning that into a farm sink. You know, changing the size of sinks. I mean, I don't put my name out there very often, but I can tell you that they're very trustworthy, and the work they do is outstanding.
That is so cool.
It's customer satisfaction. That's what they're all about, and it's really nice to work with a company like that.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Thanks, appreciate that.
So when you're talking about, Jeremy, a complete tear out.
Yeah.
Take it to the walls, take it to the studs.
Exactly.
Rip up the floors, right? You might have
to... several weeks in your house, unfortunately, and you are literally not living in that space. I mean, it's the heart of your home, and it's a mess. We always tell customers, like, hey, this is probably your least favorite project that you're ever going to do,
right?
Because you're out
living
of the kitchen
through it.
Living through it is just a terrible, unfortunate problem.
Well, not to mention how much does it cost to Uber Eats for a family of four?
Exactly. Well, we recommend in the summertime where you could grill, right? Like at least there's a grill. But I mean, that's the thing, and the cost. I mean, average cost of kitchens are $55,000 and up, right? Mm-hmm. So you could do this for what, less than 30?
Yeah, less than 30. Yeah.
Right? And you could finance it?
You could finance it.
I mean...
Many different financing options we have make this affordable. Yeah.
So a question for you, Sarah.
Yeah.
Somebody's living in a house circa 1980.
Yeah.
Okay, you've got the wood, you know, the oak wood.
Yeah, the grainy oak.
You know.
Yep.
And the whatever Corian countertops with the whatever backsplash and whatever, right? It's 40 years old.
Yeah.
Okay, everything's worked, everything's good. What is something like that, to put a little perfume on the pig,
yeah,
in a week, what does that do for resale value?
It's a total game changer. I mean, people, there's two things. Buyers don't always have the vision to see what it could look like, first and foremost. And second, a lot of the times they don't have like the liquidity, or they don't want, you know, I always say people don't want to buy into someone else's mess. And so if somebody comes in and does that for them, you know, even if they don't, let's just say somebody does a wood grain and somebody wanted a white. If something is new, no one's going to complain and they're going to appreciate it, because that's people's concern, right? Yeah. Well, what if they'd want something different? Well, just because it's not what they would have chosen doesn't mean they're not going to fall
in love with
it. At
least it's new, I could live
absolutely
with it. Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And they're still excited about it and excited and proud to show it off.
Sure.
So it makes a huge impact for people. Huge. And it's hard to add crown molding and to do those things. I mean, those things aren't like an easy,
no.
It can sound,
no.
They're not easy. But to do that, it certainly can take a cabinet from normal to custom very quick.
Go back to the buy the cash, right?
Yeah.
So you had an investor, we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
Right? Buys a house that's tired and dirty and old and doesn't want, seller wants out. Maybe you inherited it from a relative that passed away.
Yeah.
You buy it, come in.
Totally.
Right? You send the cleaning crew in. You could put a little perfume on the pig right
That's
away
right.
within a week.
Absolutely.
You could have a tenant in there.
Quick.
Quick at a much higher rental value.
Yep.
Because essentially you have a new kitchen.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah, without a doubt.
And yeah, and unless you open it, I mean, no one's staring at the insides of your cabinets, right?
No.
They
no,
only
there's,
care about what
they're
like when they're closed.
Inside.
Exactly.
Yeah, stuff inside
they
of your
store
cabinets.
Crap for everybody. So yeah, it definitely checks
do you,
the box.
Do you ask your customers to clean? Do they have to empty their cabinets?
Yeah, absolutely. So like when you purchase with us, before we start your cabinet refacing, we do ask that everything is removed.
Okay,
from
so
all
they're
the
still doing
cabinets.
That, which is probably just a good idea because we'll always tell customers, like, you got stuff that's back there for 20 years
that you
probably haven't even touched. Like, it's probably a good idea to change them out. Okay, so they are emptying their cabinet still, no matter what. Getting rid of decluttering, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then I'm in and out within a week.
Yeah,
basically. All right, we got to hit a break, but before we go to break, I want to throw this challenge out there.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Texters to the MegaPros call, text, and photo line 312-981-7200. What do you have in your cabinets that you would think that we would be shocked about? And what do you think Sarah has, more importantly, in her cabinets?
Good
that,
luck, guys.
That she doesn't even know is there, but you would
Sarah
like,
forgot.
Right. That Sarah put there 8 years ago, doesn't even know she has it. 312-981.
This is a good hiding spot.
Really good.
312-981-7200. I can't wait for those text messages to come in. More with Mike Olson.
Mark.
Oh, no, we knew he was going to mess that up.
And Davis Hochberg here.
Yeah.
So, all right, Darren, here we go.
Right.
Sign us off.
Yeah. Right. This is Daryl with Home Sweet Home Chicago Ridge. All right, Mark with a K from Redo Cabinets. We got a couple of text messages came in.
Nice.
312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back. Text in your comments about what's hiding in Sarah's cabinet. 312-981-7200. I got to get the attention off of me and put it back on you.
Yeah, right.
We're going to take a quick break. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. That's the Army's theme song. Thank you, the men and women of the Army. A couple of text messages, 224. I've had my kitchen done by Redo. Loved it. My husband actually is one of their commercials. We love our kitchen. The workmanship and the quality that they guarantee is well worth the price. Had a great experience with them. Recommends them strongly. So there you go. And then here's another question, 847. You want to read it to him, Jeremy?
Yeah. It'll probably make more sense if I do. So if the cabinets are honey oak, for instance, I'm breaking stuff. Doesn't the basic cabinet stay in the same, and then even the doors and drawers are changed? So they're saying like, hey, what do you do around the sides of the cabinets or the trim of the cabinets? If that's honey oak and say I got painted door fronts or drawers, is the honey oak going to show?
Right. So after you pick out your new door and drawer fronts, style and color, we're going to take your existing boxes.
Yeah.
We're going to sand them down to the natural wood. And then we're going to apply our exclusive V32 veneer over the boxes. And we use a bonding adhesive to the boxes. We roll it on. Now this product is heat resistant, water resistant, and stain resistant.
Okay.
As to paint. So
they say your warranty. So what type of warranty do you have on your product?
We do a lifetime warranty.
Wow. Yeah. That's crazy.
For as long as you own and live in that house, I'll take care of you.
That is wild. Right.
And then it's 12 years transferable to the next homeowner.
So cool. Okay. Yeah. That, I mean, to your knowledge, do they even offer lifetime warranty on actual cabinets? And cabinet finishes? Because I've never seen one. It's usually like a 5-year.
Yeah. Yeah. What would they charge for that if they gave you a lifetime warranty?
Yeah, I don't even know. Well,
that company just for that warranty? Business, sell some work and go out of business and open a new one. I mean, that's incredible.
That's a pretty common, yeah.
Yeah.
I had a business that did the same thing, but I was using the V... 16.
Oh yeah, don't use that.
That's been discontinued. Yeah, that makes sense.
It don't work.
That's why you're in the mortgage business, right? That's right, Dave.
Yeah. I got into mortgages because the V16 wasn't cutting it, and glad you're using the V32.
And then how do you handle cabinets that might, for lack of a better term, need some TLC? Right. So my shelves are broken. How about the underside of my cabinet?
Hang on. As a matter of fact, we have Patty and Niles. It has a similar question.
That's great,
Patty. Go ahead.
Read my mind.
Hi, yes. I had my cabinets refaced 7 years ago. And now the glue is starting to come off and it's starting to chip. Is there anything that I can do?
Is the current company you hired, are they still in business?
Yeah, it's Home Depot, and they said it's done under warranty.
Yeah, they're not going to help.
Yeah, unfortunately,
you have some experience with that.
Yeah, they're the
worst.
The 1-year warranty taillight. Yeah, unfortunately, is it the box that's peeling? Is it the actual box where the laminate's coming off?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Can you fix that?
Unfortunately,
no.
Depending on the laminate and if they still have that brand or if it's the color fading, it's pretty difficult to fix.
So I guess that's a great question. Say somebody did have their cabinets refaced, like Patty did 7 years ago. Can you come in and reface those? I know Patty's not asking for a full reface.
Yes. You basically have to pull off, whether it's a peel and stick or a veneer, or you got to just sand down the boxes again to apply the new product. So like what Patty's experiencing, they're going to have to peel off or sand down again and put the product back on.
Yeah,
so.
But there's no way you're going to get a match, Patty. That's the problem.
You have to redo everything.
Right.
Mm. No pun intended.
Right. That's redo. Redo cabinets.
Yeah.
And do we have any idea how much this will cost?
The investment.
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah, Patty, it depends on how many cabinets you have.
Right. Size of the kitchen.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Unfortunately. Do you remember what you paid 7 years ago?
Well, I had everything redone, so I don't really remember what
I was
going to
say.
Because
it's going to be more, right? Yeah. Because of inflation and everything else. Yeah, but yeah, unfortunately, there's no real repair option.
She doesn't have to do countertops or all the other things she did before,
right?
You know,
right?
When you sand the boxes, do you take so if they're in a condo, do you just sand them while they're in place, or do you take them off and take them and put them in a encapsulated area when you sand everything?
Great question. Everything stays in the kitchen. Boxes stay on the wall. We do protect the whole house. We tape off everything. With our installers working there, all the sanding, we have vacuums, everything we need to keep the place clean. But yeah, cabinets stay in place.
Nice. Sure. It's faster.
Yeah.
Patty, does that help? I know, unfortunately.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks, Patty.
Thank you for your help.
Patty, where in Niles are you? Bye-bye. Patty, where in Niles are you?
I'm around Notre Dame.
Sure.
There's going to be a food spot that Dave knows.
My old girlfriend lived over there.
That's even cooler.
Across the street from Notre Dame. Yeah. Gina Mariotti. Shout out to Gina Mariotti. Okay. So hang on, Patty. Well, she's not Gina Mariotti. She lives in South Carolina. I don't know. Flashback. hold on, Patty. Hang on, Patty. What are you laughing
Blast
at?
Last from the past.
Yeah, well, those were my better days. I was kind of a guy.
Just remember, your wife's name is Elise.
I know.
Right, okay, totally. I just wanted to, just don't make that mistake. Going?
Morphing back in my cicada days.
Exactly. Shedding that skin, you know what I'm saying?
312-981-7200. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. So, Maria, hang on after the break. We're going to pick you up or we'll give you a call back. 312-981-7200. Phone number and website if our listeners want to reach out to you and your organization to get more information.
Yeah, absolutely. So Redo Cabinets, www.redocabinets.com, or you could call us at 630-381-5583.
Do you guys go to Ottawa?
We do not go to Ottawa, unfortunately.
How far west will you go?
We'll go as far west, kind of like the right about Rockford area. Draw a straight line down.
Down 39? Is that 39 or 47?
Sure.
62?
47 probably is more accurate.
47?
Yeah.
Hike!